to stand up. And if you don't have it, if you ain't, you still stand up. We're going to honor the Lord. Go to 1 Kings chapter 18. 18. 1 Kings 18. And let's begin at 17. 1 Kings on page 584. 17. 17. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And we'll read on down to verse 24. 18:17. 1 Kings. If you have it, say amen.
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 And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elisha, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, and that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send, and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And call ye the name of your God.
Come on now.
And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. Turn to your neighbor. The title of this message is The Incomparable God. Go to your other neighbor. The title of the message is The Incomparable God. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I know people are wondering what incomparable means. That he cannot be compared to.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Can't compare him with no other God.
Amen. Amen.
No one is like him.
No God Almighty.
He alone is God all by himself.
Come on.
To compare means to examine the similarities or differences between two entities, or between two or more people or things. Or likeness. Ahab he saw Elijah approaching. You know, there was a severe famine in the land. It was a drought. You know, there was no water, no food for the animals, no water for the animals to feed off of. Nobody, they couldn't live if they didn't have no food or water. So he asked Ahab asked Elijah, Are you the one that's causing all this? Are you the one troubling us? Did you cause this famine? Did you cause this drought? This dry land? Elijah said, Nada. It wasn't me. You know, you try to place blame on him because of all the troubles that he is causing.
Right.
See, he worshiped idols.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, amen.
He followed Balaam.
Yeah.
They built up gods and small g now. Gods and idols. And graven images, and they worship. It was made out of wood or stone or tree, like, and they erect them up and bow down to them and worship them. Mm-hmm. What did God say in Exodus 20? He said, I don't have no other gods before me.
That's right.
Don't make any graven images.
That's right.
Don't worship anything before me.
Amen.
I am first. I am God all by myself.
Amen.
Worship me. I am a jealous God.
Yeah.
If you give your worship and your praise and honor to things in life and not putting God first.
Come on now.
And that's what they was doing.
Yeah.
So he gonna ask Elijah, are you causing all this trouble? He said, no. You are. You and your generation, your fathers before you, and before you, and before you. Jeroboam, Rehoboam, all them bones, everybody. He said, y'all forsook. I'm paraphrasing. Y'all forsook the Lord.
Come on now.
Y'all going to do your own thing. Okay. When you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
How you want to do it.
Uh-huh.
Don't care what God commanded and said in his word.
Yeah.
That's just like the day.
Yeah.
Yes.
We want to do what we want to do. We may not build. Say this is an idol. We worship and then we bow down. What can this do for me?
No.
But they didn't see that. Ahab and Jezebel and all them, the children of Israel. Even God said, Ahab was the most deceitful and wicked king of all.
Yes, he was.
Ooh, no, man.
For God to call you that, you must be wicked.
Amen.
You must be evil.
Amen.
You are deceitfully wicked. Your heart just think about you, and you.
Yeah.
I. But he said, you forsook the Lord's commandments. And then, you know, I begin to think about, and I know I hear Pastor Keys always talking about Cecil DeMille and the Ten Commandments, and, you know. There's no more such thing as Ten Commandments. He said, follow my commandments. Do what I say.
Amen.
And ask you to do.
Yeah,
follow me.
That's right.
Follow this word.
Follow
the Lord, but you forsook the Lord's commandment. You caused all this trouble.
That's right.
Not me. You follow Balaam.
Right.
You made these images. You forgot God. You didn't put God first.
Yeah.
God wants to be first in everything in our life.
Amen.
We don't consider him first. You know, we worship our jobs. Thank God we got a job. But we don't pray and seek God first. We worship people. We worship our cars, money. We worship each other. I see people worship people and follow after people and they lead them astray. That was the pastor always said, don't you get in the word for yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
You learn this word. You live this word. God is don't, he ain't got nothing to do with our lifestyle. God is a spirit. And he wants to be treated as such, and we got to worship him.
Come on now.
In spirit and in truth.
Amen,
true
amen,
worshipers.
Amen. That's right.
He ain't got nothing to do with this flesh and blood.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. He said, I have not troubled Israel. You forsook the commandments of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
When he spoke to the children of Israel, he was speaking to Moses. Give them instructions how to live this life.
Right.
It's plenty of commandments, more than 10.
Yes, it is.
No man made that up. 10.
Right.
I see commandments all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
Say it.
And Jesus in it all. He said, love.
Come on now.
That's the highest. Love.
Yeah.
Love one another.
Yeah.
Love me with all your mind, soul, body, your heart, your spirit.
Yeah.
Love me. I love it when that man said that. I'm coming to church to love on the Lord. You know, that was so true. He said, I'm living on the Lord. Yeah. Well, conditional state of mind, you know, some secret. What? But it was true what he said, how he said it. No matter what state of mind, he came to church to love on the Lord.
Come on now.
And see, it's also we got to love on the Lord outside of that church.
Amen.
We can come up here, we lift our hands, we can clap, we can stomp our feet, we can dance, we can shout hallelujah, we can do all of that. But it's outside the church that will count.
Come on now.
You know, we can fool each other here. We can be holy and love here. But when we get outside, is there a difference on your job, in your home life, at the shopping mall, at the bank, at the cleaners? Do they see God in you everywhere you go?
Amen.
He said, nope. Look, I'll tell you what to do. We got a plan. We're going to get all your people, get all your prophets, 450 of them. Prophets of Baal, and don't want, and 400 to do the grove. I was wondering what the grove word means. Yeah. It's a statue of wood, made of wood or trees. And they worship that.
Break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
They worship images. Anybody watch the Survivor show? I'm just not watching it. And they had them little idols.
Yeah.
And they kissing him. And he proposed this plan. Come on, let's see who's gonna be God. We're going to see who is the Lord, who is the Jehovah, who is our King, who is our Master. Let's see, let's prove to who God, who it is, and who he is. He said, Carl, I'm the only one here. You got 850 people right here.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one. And then I'm going to let you go first.
Come on now.
I'm just going to step back. He said, we're going to give you some bull. A bull. That's what I'm... A bull. That's some good meat. I'm going to steal your word, Elder Fred. I'm going to take a sidebar here. We was out in Belleville, Michigan. And my parents, their friends, they owned a farm out there. And they had all kinds of animals. Bulls, cows, pigs, everything. So we went to church. They was pastors of a church out there. So we was out there. This was when I was young. and by that time, I had surgery on both my feet. I had casts on both my feet. I had pins on both all my toes and stuff. And so me and Denise and my other girlfriend and the daughter of the pastors, they was she was, took us out there to the bulls. And they was in that pen or whatever you call it and stuff. And lo and behold, it was red day. And I never believed that myth. About don't have red on me before a bull. That girl climbed. I'll never get my neighbor's care of me. And that girl climbed over that pin. We said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And man, that bull was. I was like, oh, Lord. That person, I'm on crutches. I was like, oh, Lord. She climbed over there. That bull had. She was up in the air, he had to fight the horns, he was just flipping her around like a pancake and stuff, and like that. And then he looked at us. And I was like, oh Lord, I don't know how I beat Denise and Bertrand on crutches. I was gone. And lo and behold, afterwards, you know, we had dinner afterwards and stuff. And then later on, her parents gonna say, did y'all like the steak and the hamburger and stuff? I said, yeah, that was fresh and good. Lo and behold, that was that same bull, didn't it? That thing was strong, because I watched them. They tried to take a pipe. And that pipe broke over that bull's back. I was like, oh, Lord, I'm gone now. I'm running. I'm gone. But that was the freshest meat ever. I don't think I ate a steak since. Let them therefore give us two bullocks and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And I would dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And you call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people agreed. And well spoken. He said, choose you one for yourself. And they took the bullet, which was given unto them. And they dressed it. And they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon. Saying, oh, Baal! Baal! You hear us? Baal! I'm calling you! Wakey, wakey! Time to get up! And prove yourself! Prove to this one man that you are God. We worship you. We bow down to you. We honor you. We glorify your name. Why are you not answering us? Don't you hear us? You don't hear us calling you? And then what made it so bad? Here come Elijah. Here come Teal. Here come Teal. It's in the Bible. On verse 27. At noontime, no answer. And he said, I'm going to mock you. Cry loud, shout out. He ain't hearing you. Shout it out to the rooftop. And they did it too. Bam! Bam! For he, ain't he a god? Ain't this a god? Maybe he's talking. He in a conversation with somebody else. He on that cellular phone. He's running his mouth. He can't, he's not listening to you. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's chasing after somebody else. Yep. Or maybe he's asleep. It must be wake. And they cried aloud and they cut themselves after the manner of their customs. Until blood just gushed out. Then midday was passed. And they kept on prophesying. Shandi, Shandi, time out, more time. E-L-O-C-O, Baal, oh, Baal, oh, Baal. How we love thee. Why are you not answering us? We worship you all day long. Don't you see this blood just gushing out? We giving of ourselves to you? And Elijah said, okay, y'all, that ain't enough. Now it's evening time. I'm tired of y'all. Come on, move aside. Give me my bull. Let me put him back. First of all, I got to repair the altar. Y'all done broke the altar down because y'all leaping on it. Y'all jumping on it. And, you know, trying to get Baal's attention. It's not working. He said, just move. Let me repair this altar back. Like it's supposed to be. Let me put this bull back in the pieces. Now, the T-bone stay here, the ribs out, the hamburgers, the ribs. Okay, we got you all back together. Okay, I'm getting my seasoning salt, my steak, my pepper. I put some little onions on top of you. We put you right back together. Y'all come near me. Come on. And he took the 12 stones. That's the government of God.
Amen.
That's the 12 tribes of Israel. Mm-hmm. That's the sons of Jacob. Mm-hmm. Unto whom the word of the Lord came saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar. He said, wait a minute, who's going to dig up? I remember I used to watch Pastor Gardner and Sister Jerry, Brother Jerry, and Reverend Tommy Cow. They was over there digging their trench over past the hard house. And I felt sorry for them. They had mud up to here, and they said, go down a little while. I'm like, oh, Lord. I just bought them lunch. I was out. I just went on the, when he built the trench. He built in a trench, right. He got a plan going on. And he said, I'm telling you what, fill 4 barrels of water. Remember, they didn't drop.
Amen. Yeah.
Where does water come from? And I was thinking about that. I said, Lord, where did that water come from? Because Ahab sent him and his servant, Obadiah, to go look for some water. Mm-hmm. Remember, they was in the famine.
Yeah.
But then after I studied further, in the companion Bible, there was a Jezreel, they were 16 miles off. It was a reservoir of water. God always got something prepared for you.
Come on now.
Yeah, right.
Yes, he is.
And that's how they filled up to 4 pails of water. And he said, pour it over this. Pour it over the altar. Pour it over all the bullock. Pour it over everything. Mm-hmm. The trench. So he said, do it a second. First time was for the Father. He said, do it a second time.
Come on now.
Pour that water. Pour. I want it good and wet.
Yeah. Yes.
I want
yes.
it wet.
I want you to see.
Yeah. He said, do it a third time. That was for the sun. Yeah. He said, do it a third time.
Come on now.
That was for the Holy Ghost.
Come on now. Amen. Amen.
4 barrels. 4. Creator. Worked. Yeah. Miracles getting ready to happen.
So
God's going to show himself strong.
Come on now.
He said, do it again. The water just overflowing. Everything was wet. Because you know fire is supposed to put out water. Water is a meaning of the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And do it again. We're going to step back now. And my God answered by fire. And said the water ran about the altar and he filled the trench also. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. You know what that reminded me something about something? They put it on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was placed on wood?
Come on now.
Right.
Come on now.
Who else was placed on a tree?
Come on now.
Come on.
He sacrificed
Hallelujah.
They thought they did something about piercing themselves and cutting themselves. It wasn't enough of water come out of his side when they pierced his side. Water came out. They beat him to a pulp. They spat in his face. He laid there on that cross. They nailed him. He took it all for you and I.
Yes.
He was the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen, amen, amen.
He is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is God.
Yes.
He is our Savior.
Yes.
He is our King.
Yes.
He is the one that must be worshipped to be lifted up on high.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what they did, they lifted him up on high. Yes. Then in verse 37, he said, hear me, O Lord.
Yes.
Hear me. That this people may know that thou art the Lord God.
Amen.
And that thou hast turned their heart back again.
Mm.
Then the fire fell down. And consumed the burnt sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And the wood. And the stones. And the dust. And licked up the water. Licked it up. That was in the trench. There's no way in the world but God, and nobody else but God who did that. Because there's no way in the world that water succumbed to fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when all the people saw it and they fell on their faces, they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God.
Amen.
I lift my hands up to you.
Yes.
You are God.
Hallelujah.
I repent of everything.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry that I didn't trust you. I'm sorry that I didn't put you before anybody. That's one thing I did love about my father. I know we didn't like it as kids growing up and young people growing up. But we had once a week family forum, and he gathered us in the room. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I love mama with all my heart. I love each and every last one of you. But I tell you what, I'm not going to love y'all more than my God.
Amen.
That's a love.
Amen.
That's the love that He represented God everywhere He went.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. We always got to put God first
in
everything.
That's
go to Him first. Any decision you have to make, go to Him.
Amen.
Quit making guys out of cars or women and men and husbands and wives and children
and
money and your jobs and anything. Those are idols. We can love one another, but we don't have to idolize.
Amen.
We got to watch it, who we are following.
That's right.
If they're not a good leader, don't follow them.
Come on, God. Tell it.
They're not praying with you and for you, don't follow them.
Amen.
They are not instructing you to do the right things at all times. Do not follow them.
Amen.
Be by yourself. We don't need all that. I'd rather be lonely with God than being loving on somebody else and losing out with God. You know, we come up here, okay, I got to bring my Bible, I got to wipe the dust off because I'm going to church today. You know, I party up on Saturday all week long. I did what I wanted to do, but I'm going to come into the house of God and throw up my hands. You know, like I'm really worshiping God. God knows the intents of your heart. There's no faking going on, no foolery. As Elder Fred preached on Wednesday, it's foolishness. We got to repent. We got to come before God because we're going to give an answer to Him. We're going to see His face one day. No matter what and how or when we do. Everybody talking about they waiting on for God's Jesus' return. You don't know when you can step right out that door and meet God. You don't even have to step out the door nowadays. They come in here and kick you. Like that church that last Sunday. Very sad. They didn't know they was going to die that day. They was in there worshiping God.
Amen.
They was in there praising God.
Amen.
You just don't know. Repent. 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 Get ourselves together. To worship and theme. And you may say, I don't worship. Yes, you do. Anything before God is an idol.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I am alone, am God. I'm all by myself. You can't compare me. And I wrote that scripture down too. I love the way he said in Isaiah, to whom will you liken me and make me equal? That means who's on my level?
Yeah.
Can you compare me? That way, this thing may be alike. Yeah. Then another verse said, to whom then will you like and compare God? Or with the likeness will you compare Him? And I love when it said in Romans chapter 11, he said, for who has known the mind of the Lord? And who understood His thoughts?
Come on now.
Or whoever has been His counselor? And then I loved it when he spoke to Job. You know, we get to complaining and whining because we going through this and we going through that. And he said, where were you? when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, son. Declare to me if you know, if you have understanding. Just because we're going through things, he said, trust him. Have faith in God. He'll carry you through.
Yes, he will.
Don't worry about your problems. You got to learn. I know I learned a big deal. I learned a lot how to trust and keep my faith in him.
Amen.
Because I love the Lord. I am Jehovah. I am your provider. I am the sovereign God. I'm the ruler. I got everything all in control. I am holy. He wants us to be holy. He wants to sanctify ourselves and consecrate ourselves. We need to get back to the very basic.
Amen.
We worship the phone. We on the phone all the time. TV. We put everything up before God. We wake up turning on that TV. My dad used to call soap box. We turn it on. Don't say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. Thank you for your arm protection. Thank you how you have kept me. Thank you for clothes on my back, food in my belly. Me my right mind. Thank you for the use of my faculties, my senses. Thank you for your blood that you shed for me, which is a vaccine. I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you because you are my Lord. You are my God. You are my Savior. You are my King. I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I worship you for who you are. Nothing else needs to be said. I worship you. I honor you. I praise you. You are my healer. You are my miracle worker.
Yes, Lord.
You are my shepherd.
Yes,
you are my righteousness. You are my peace.
Yes, Lord.
You are my help, God. You are my Father. You are merciful.
Yes.
You are awesome. You are holy.
Yes.
You are Jehovah. You are Elohim. You are the Creator.
Yes.
You are my Jehovah Jireh.
Oh, yes.
You are so gracious and kind. I can't help but to love on you.
Yes. Right.
I know you created us to do that, to praise you, to worship you.
Yes.
And you'll take care of the rest. I thank you.
Yes.
I praise you. I honor you. Help me to help someone else.
Come on now.
Help me to be a better witness for somebody else.
Yes,
to lead others to Christ. Help me.
Talk, Lord.
Let me decrease as you increase.
Yes.
Let them see you, not me. Not flesh and blood. You ain't got nothing to do with this flesh and blood. Well, I thank you, Lord. You're a mighty God. I thank you. You can never stop thanking the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory and honor and praise. Thank him for the great things he has done, what he is doing, and what he is going to do. Thank him. If he don't do nothing else, thank him. Because you are alive today. We don't have to worship things. We got a great God, a mighty God. He is the incomparable God. He can't be compared to nothing and no one.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Get him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is so worried.
To God be the glory.
Amen. 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 God be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna ask Pastor Keys to care. And of course, Sister Keela went on to emergency. She's very sick and a lot of pain, so we're gonna point our hands that away.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we recognize you as God. We recognize you as our healer, our savior, our way maker. We recognize you as the light, Lord God, in the dark place. Lord God, right now, our sister is hurting, Lord God. Lord God, but we send that great power, Lord God. Ah, that living power under her, Lord God, to touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we as believers, Lord God, we link up together, Lord God, knowing that you are able, knowing that you are willing, and knowing that you're going to do it for her, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, right now, we call it done in your precious name, and we give you thanks and honor and glory for it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. It is done. Hallelujah. Another great hand. We're going to do another form of worship. We're going to give unto him.